Gary White, you're taking seven of your stable tenants to Tattersalls Park in Hobart on Sunday, and they all look to have pretty good chances. We might start with the first, race one, with Delago Woods coming off a good first up third, Gary.
He ran really well first up. He jumped well from the gates. He had to take him back. He was going to get caught out, trapped out wide, so he had to go back. And coming to the corner, he said that he wanted to sort of lay in a little bit, and he lost momentum. And surprisingly, he grabbed the bridle again and took a lot of ground off them late and hit the line very strongly. So, he's trying on really well, and I'm expecting him to run a very forward race. And, he may be looking for more ground, but we'll just sort of take one step at a time. And, I'm sure if he jumps and performs like he did last day, he's going to be right in it.
Okay, race two, Shardu goes around, fourth up from... first up, second was terrific, and the last couple of runs have been a little bit below that. Any reasons?
Yeah, it's hard to say what it is, but he's obviously a horse that he's a thinker, worries about he's definitely an honest horse, but he's a thinker. He sort of worries about what goes on around him, and the one at Hobart when he raced, I'm sure that the heavier track sort of played against him that particular day. Last night, I may have pulled the wrong rein. I thought he may be looking for a bit more ground where he could settle, and seemed to be travelling really well, and Kelvin thought he was a little bit disappointing going the line because he expected him the way that he travelled to the line better than he did. So, perhaps a couple of factors, one being the wet track the previous start, another one stepping up to the 1400, he may not have been conducive to his chances. So we're just experimenting with it at the moment. He definitely has got nice ability, so I'm sure there's a couple of wins in him at this stage, so we'll just sort of play up here and just see what happens. But he's trying on really well, he's jumping over his skin, so and Russ is back on him. He sort of knew him from his previous start when he nearly won, and he'll be able to tell me a little bit more about him after Sunday.
Alright, in race three, which is the class one over 1600, and here I think appears probably one of your best winning chances in Winnie Wainer. She stirred up and she drops back to a class one from a really good third last time out, second up in a class two.
Yeah, I think you're right on the mark, Petey. She's coaching me right out now. She looks very well and really bright in herself. Her track work on Tuesday was first class, and I think that whatever beats her will win. And Ryan got caught out wide on the corner at a previous start. He thought that was a better going, and unfortunately on the day he started to drive on the fence and they got a bit of a break on us, and he was very pleased with the run, and I'm sure with normal racing pattern and the way that she's travelled, she's probably my best winning chance.
Okay, you haven't got a runner in race four, but in race five you've got a two-pronged attack here. It's the benchmark 78 over 2100. And here's Sophistication, one of the newcomers to your stable, and also Mr. Isaac, proven at the ground. First of all, Sophistication. You must have been happy with how Sophistication got to the line last start.
Yeah, we sort of went a bit left field with him and decided to, we went from 1400 to Hobart. We thought we'd step him up where he could be, invite him a bit quieter on the synthetic track at Devonport. And going down the back, he was always travelling, and coming to the home turn, Anthony Dunmadden thought he'd, he was feeling felt a bit uneven to him, and went to ease him up, and then he sort of didn't ride him out, he said, and just let him keep going along, and waited for the horse to sort of, his action appeared to start to come a little bit better. But he's only got beaten, I think it was two lengths, and he's carried 6 kilos more than that good horse, the cleaner. So if he reproduces that run, and it is a pretty even, nice, I think it's a pretty strong race, pretty even race, a lot of chances and some good form. And if he runs up and reproduces his anywhere near his old form, obviously he's a class horse.
Well, Mr. Isaac's really going to be right at home at 21 now, isn't he? And he's got a 3 kilo claim for Audrey Gilliman. And
exactly.
Mr. Isaac, a chance in that?
Yeah, it's probably my fault last start. He's come back off a short spell, and we probably looked a little bit too positive on him, and he had to knock up. He took the chance again, even once he straightened up to run a drum. And I think that it was probably my fault. I probably should have been a bit more relaxed with my instructions. I thought we'd ride him similar, but we rode him probably a little bit too positive, and the condition gave out. So he's a horse that the stable love, and he really does give his all, and I'm sure it's going to be he's going to be nearly cherry ripe for this race on Sunday.
It is a good race. It's probably one of the best benchmark 78s over the 21 we've had for quite some time.
Yeah, it is, Pete. And look, when you're there's four legitimate chances just off the top of your head. So there's horses that, and the horses are on their way up, and like Old Sophistication, naturally he was sent to Tasmania because he'd reached his mark, and I gave him one race and put him out. And, he had been an old horse. He's obviously had a few aches and pains, and as we all do, we get older. And he seems to be a lot happier in himself and enjoying what he's doing at the moment. So, and when you look around and you look at the other horses, the Cleaner, you look at the horse of the North Lodge, then the horse that Clamour Crowd. I mean, some really good chances, and they're going to be. It's going to be a really, really good open race.
Okay, in race six, the Class 4 1400. Tesla Coil had a string of wins before, went for a spell, and come back with a, I thought, was an encouraging fourth first up.
Yeah, look, she had the knock-up. She's burly. She needed a good hit out. And Audrey, she rode the horse, absolute treat. She presented herself once she straightened up. It looked like she was going to hit the line strong and win. I said, Audrey, look, I think condition's going to tell. And she's not on the horse because of her ride. I mean, she's, obviously the boys do a bit of work at the stable, so you've got to repay them. And but if Polenka rides the horse as well as Orgy rode it at his previous start, she's going to figure, look, it would have been lovely to have found another 1,200 metre race at this stage for her, Pete, but unfortunately there's not a lot of races or options around, so we had to go this way. And if Polenka can just ride a similar to how Orgy rode the horse at his previous start, being the competitor that she is, she's going to be, her form's good, and she's trained on really well since the run, so she's going to be riding in the race up to her ears.
And Bullet Muku, the apprentice, a 4 kilo claim's going to help as well.
Yeah, he's a rider that I'm sure down the track we're going to hear a lot about. He's got a lot of good natural ability. He's a very good young horseman as well as a jockey. So, and as a young rider, as I say, down the track, he's going to be an asset to the state.
Well, in the last race, this is a really interesting runner, having its first start for you, is Fort Chevelle, the top weight. And it was originally with Anthony Cummings and contested group races before it was transferred to Victoria. Give us the background on Fort Chevelle and how it arrived at your place.
Yeah, it's another, as you know, I'm pretty good friends with the Harrisons, and one of the clients, Yawn Watt, was looking to, as you sent to Invincible Miss and Sophistication, he's involved in those horses in the syndicate and wanted to send some down to Tassie. And, chose me, which was good of him, and he purchased this horse at the sales, and I spoke to a couple of guys that were involved with Russell Cameron Stables, where he's been trained, where we come from, where we purchased him, and they gave the horse a bit of a rap as having ability, but unfortunately they said that he's mentally sort of, that's what he trained off. So, as with all the other horses, Peter, we've got from Victoria, I'd like to give him at least one run to see where they're at, where they're at, and learn a bit about them. And Lucy Lee's and all the others that we've had in the past, and you learn a bit about them. But from what you see of the horse, he's not—he doesn't appear to be mentally trained off. So, I'll be either proven right or wrong on Sunday. They thought the horse had good ability. If you can turn him around mentally, you've got a horse with a little bit of a future. So. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how he goes. But as I say, his mental attitude around the stable suggests that, he's still got to win in this prep. So it's going to be interesting to see whether or not he takes his work into the race or whether or not he doesn't as well.
He picked a pretty tough race to attack first up, because you go through the form. There's four last start winners in the race, three of which are resuming from spells, but some pretty handy horses in this field, and if he does emerge triumphant, the future could be bright for him here, Gary.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, and also too, when you look at, we're talking about a horse that ran in a Caulfield Guinea, so they obviously thought at some stage he had ability, the feedback I get is that the horse, if you can turn his head around, because physically there's nothing, you can't see, unless there's Superman's out there and they look inside his body, there's no yeah, no lameness to suggest that there's no, confirmation problem. He's a horse that's strong in his work, and I saw one race where he won. He led all the way, and it's a very impressive win.
All right, mate. Well, listen, all the best. But if you had to, I'll try and nail you down to your absolute best of all your runners is?
Winner.
Yeah, I agree. Well, mate, all the best, and all the best at Caulfield tomorrow with Heaven's Choice.
Good, thank you, Pete.